America's Black Holocaust Museum shut its doors earlier this year due to money problems, but some politicians and private groups are trying to get the museum reopened. Milwaukee Alderwoman Malele Coggs says it's important to have a site that teaches people about the past atrocities committed against African Americans.
I am a student of history. I believe that we must learn from our past so that we can have a greater future. And I, like many citizens in Milwaukee and across the country, had the privilege and honor of knowing Dr. James Cameron, whose vision it was to create America's Black Holocaust Museum.
Cameron and others drew a lot of attention and private dollars to the museum for much of its 20-year history, but Cameron died in 2006. Spurred by Alderwoman Coggs, the Milwaukee Common Council has just agreed to pay $250,000 to buy the building that housed the museum. The seller was a bank that held the mortgage and a lien on the museum artifacts. Coggs says she also hopes the museum would be a valuable part of a redevelopment effort in the so-called Bronzeville neighborhood just north of downtown Milwaukee.
There is no other museum like America's Black Holocaust Museum in the country. So it just makes sense that if we're trying to make an area a destination place dedicated to arts, entertainment, and culture, that the museum be encompassed within that.
Coggs says the city, the museum board, and a consultant are looking at restructuring plans that would help the museum return. But with a recession on, no one's setting a target date. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.